The quest to cure cancer might sound like a lofty goal, but plenty of researchers, scientists, advocates, and investors are chipping away at it all the time. And now, the American Cancer Society is launching a new approach with BrightEdge, a philanthropic impact fund. It'll function like a venture capital firm, but with an altruistic goal: to find the kinds of innovations in cancer treatment and invest in them so they can get to patients sooner. Bob Crutchfield is the managing director of BrightEdge, and he came into our studios recently to talk about the venture and why the American Cancer Society wanted to go in this direction.
Yes, yeah, so the American Cancer Society, since 1946, has put over $4.8 billion into translational and extramural research. So these are done in the form of grants. So we're funding research today at over $100 million a year. And the idea of research is that you're funding the best and brightest researchers working on the biggest problems facing cancer patients today for tomorrow's solutions. Mm-hmm. But if you're a cancer patient today, you don't want to wait for tomorrow's solutions. And there are many companies that have been formed around research that has been done over the last 15, 20 years that are in the market today, are at near market readiness. And so the idea was is that if the American Cancer Society could put our capital along with our ability to raise market awareness of these novel and innovative diagnostics, therapeutics, devices, technologies, and services, that we would be able to extend our mission impact of saving lives, celebrating lives, and leading the fight for a world without cancer to being able to give patients access to these novel and innovative therapeutics and devices earlier in the cycle.
Right. So you're taking companies or the ideas kind of right before a clinical trial or clinical trial stage to try and give them that boost they need to finish?
So we won't do preclinical trial investing today. That's just a little too early. But we would do a phase two or a phase 2B investment at when a company's at that stage. Our first investment was a company called Castle Biosciences, which ironically is their lab is here in Phoenix. This company is in the diagnostics for melanoma. So ironically, patients who are diagnosed with cutaneous melanoma, 92% are diagnosed as stage one or stage two, but nearly 70% of those patients go on to have high risk for metastasis. So a stage one or stage two classified patient is relatively low risk. And so what Castle has done is developed a gene expression profile test that allows you to take those patients in the lower risk pool and identify the ones with 80% accuracy who have the highest risk for metastasis. This is a product that should get into the market. And so we believe that by putting our capital to work, and then not that we would endorse any one product over another, but just by nature of the fact we're the American Cancer Society, we elevate market awareness. We believe this is going to help drive more commercial adoption. So if providers are beginning to use this more in their practices, then we're going to be impacting patients' lives.
How big is the market for these kind of products, technologies, this kind of research?
Yeah, so for Castle Biosciences, it's a $1.5 billion addressable market, so it's a very large market.
What are you looking for, I guess? Is there a way to tell whether or not something's going to be successful?
Yeah, so one of the things that's nice about where we sit is that we're not going to lead an investment. We're going to follow a lead by another institutional investor so that we have the ability to identify the best deals of the best deals. Mm. But our mission is to link the investment to mission. How fast, how rapidly can we help patients in a democratized fashion gain access to these novel and innovative therapies? And then can we underwrite that investment for a financial return?
Yeah, so financial return. Where does the money go that you'll make here?
So because it's a donor-funded philanthropic impact fund, really a charitable model on the front end, all of those dollars that from liquidity that occur are recycled and reinvested.
Can you give us a sense of the kinds of innovations that are out there, the kinds of technologies, things that are being developed that are giving you some hope in this area?
Yeah, so in some respects, it's a little bit like being surrounded by insurmountable opportunity. I mean, the amount of activity that's going on from therapeutics like immuno-oncology and things like CAR-T and CRISPR, like gene editing, to the other end of the spectrum where companies that have developed technologies for patient navigation, companies that are aggregating data around virtual tumor boards in a way that they can identify clinical trials so that patients can gain access to those clinical trials earlier in their treatment cycle. You know, data suggests that and shows that if a patient goes into a clinical trial earlier in their treatment cycle, their outcomes are better, and their overall cost profile is lowered. So we're trying to look at a wide range of things that bring value to cancer patients today.
What's the end goal here? Is this about curing cancer?
Yeah, absolutely. The goal is about curing cancer. It'd be nice to, you know, as we're working on all of these different technologies. And the other thing that's happening that's really interesting is that biochemistry and technology, you know, sort of math and science, are colliding at this incredible rate of speed. So that all the things like the Castle Biosciences company that I was telling you about, their gene expression profile test, without the algorithms that are able to take the signaling that is occurring and rationalize and normalize that so you can actually have predictable and repeatable outcomes, it wouldn't happen. So those are the kind of things that are getting us really excited.
All right. Bob Crutchfield, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.